The wardroom is just beyond it, and the rest of ladies' country is farther forward. In the tours, the wardroom also served as messroom for enlisted women, who ate just before we did, and it was partitioned between meals into a recreation room for them and a lounge for their officers. Male officers had a lounge called the card room, just abaft 30. Besides the obvious fact that drop and retrieval require the best pilots, i.e. female, there is very strong reason why female naval officers are assigned to transports. It is good for trooper morale. Let's skip MI traditions for a moment. Can you think of anything sillier than letting yourself be fired out of a spaceship with nothing but mayhem and sudden death at the other end? However, if someone must do this idiotic stunt, do you know of a surer way to keep a man keyed up to the point where he is willing than by keeping him constantly reminded that the only good reason why men fight is a living, breathing reality? In a mixed ship, the last thing a trooper hears before a drop, maybe the last word he ever hears, is a woman's voice wishing him luck. If you don't think this is important, you've probably resigned from the human race. The tours had 15 naval officers, 8 ladies, and 7 men. There were 8 MI officers, including, I am happy to say, myself. I won't say Bulkhead 30 caused me to buck for OCS, but the privilege of eating with the ladies is more incentive than any increase in pay. The skipper was president of the mess. My boss, Captain Blackstone, was vice president. Not because of rank. 3 naval officers ranked him. But as CO of the strike force, he was de facto senior to everybody but the skipper. Every meal was formal. We would wait in the card room until the hour struck, follow Captain Blackstone in, and stand behind our chairs. The skipper would come in, followed by her ladies, and as she reached the head of the table, Captain Blackstone would bow and say, "Madam President, ladies," and she would answer, "Mr. Vice, gentlemen," and the man on each lady's right would seat her. This ritual established that it was a social event, not an officers' conference. Thereafter, ranks or titles were used, except that junior naval officers and myself alone among the MI were called Mr. or Miss, with one exception which fooled me. My first meal aboard, I heard Captain Blackstone called Major, although his shoulder pips plainly read Captain. I got straightened out later. There can't be 2 captains in a naval vessel, so an army captain is bumped 1 rank socially rather than commit the unthinkable of calling him by the title reserved for the one and only monarch. If a naval captain is aboard as anything but skipper, he or she is called Commodore, even if the skipper is a lowly lieutenant.